Klára Širová, Bank Watch Network, Prague, the Czech Republic. EBRD, in contrast to the commercial banks, is not a profit-making bank, it's a public bank, and it means that the shareholders of the bank are the national governments, EU, and the European Investment Bank.
So that's you and I are paying for it.
Yes, you and me and your neighbor and all the citizens of the countries that are the shareholders of EBRD. The executive power within the bank is formed by the so-called executive directors, who again represent one or more constituencies, depending on the voting power of the country represented. So, for example, United States has an individual executive director, while some of the Balkan countries have a joint executive director that represents them. They squeeze behind this wall of secrecy, and they don't really, it's not in their interest to promote itself in the public. So you hardly get to learn of its activities unless there is some controversy covered in the media. And so if there is not an active interest by Londoners in the foreign affairs and foreign issues, they will probably have hardly get to know about the bank's operations abroad. The headquarters, you would be surprised, it's not very far from the London Centre. It's located at Liverpool Street. It's a huge building. The building is actually famous for using the biggest concentration of the most polished marble probably in whole London. I think that the last president of EBRD got into a problem and into a trouble of overspending money for the decoration of the building. I came to London to participate in the annual general meeting of the bank and to come to discuss two of the crucial foreign operation policies of the bank. The public information policy and the environmental policy. It explains under what conditions and what type of information can the public receive from the bank, while the environmental policy talks about what type of environmental information can be received from the bank and how the environmental impacts of the projects that are potentially coming for the bank's financing are going to be assessed, mitigated, and evaluated. The bank argues that if it was to release all the information, it could decrease its credibility of its private sector clients. This means that the bank puts priority to the interest of its corporate clients than of the public interest. And we say, well, the public interest should override the client's interest in confidentiality when it comes to the disclosure of information. You would be surprised to know that the bank had no provisions for releasing the information until the year 2000, when upon a big pressure coming from the Western non-governmental organizations and the civil society,